She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for listening. I have to tell you something. I have got Dr. Stuart Lonnke with me, and we're going to be talking about environmental toxins and actually four steps to a toxic-free life. So this is important information. We talk about these things all the time. I love the fact that Dr. Lonnke is here in Los Angeles, California. His practice involves the evaluation and treatment of patients with toxic exposure as well as patients with lung disease. Dr. Lonnke, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's been interesting for me. I'm a very general naturopathic doctor in my practice. And when I keep looking at, hey, what are obstacles to cure? If I think that, you know, the body has this innate ability to heal and we're just doing everything, right? Dietary modifications, clinical nutrition if needed, lifestyle modifications, everything's on board. Patient is adhering to all of these different comprehensive things, cleaning up relationships, whatever it is, taking in good air, good water, all sorts of things. And they're not healing. So, I keep scratching my head. Identify and treat the cause. Hey, what is in the way? And I believe in the last 15 years, I've seen more and more and more of people not being able to be well because they can't understand, and we don't understand unless we do some poking around, that there's been some environmental exposure throughout their year, whether it's been vocational or throughout their years, whether it's been vocational or not, that is in the way. Would you agree?
I agree completely. And the bad news about it is it starts very early. In fact, those toxic exposures today begin in the womb.
Right.
The average newborn is born with probably over 200 various toxins, including heavy metals and organic compounds, in their bloodstream. So we start out in this age of better living through chemistry that we were promised when we were younger, being that chemistry set. We are a test tube. And the fact is, I'm not talking about large exposures.
Yes.
People always ask me, what do you mean by toxins? And I say, well, they're the toxins that you get every single day. You go out and you have sushi, you're going to get a mercury load. You go out and use nonstick cookware, you're going to get perfluorooctanoic acid. You get rid of your nonstick cookware, but you go to Starbucks and get a muffin. How do you know what kind of cookware they used?
Right.
So we are bombarded. And in women, of course, makeup is a very important thing. There are numerous chemicals in there. So it's small amounts every day. And you're right, Dr. Lucio. It is incredible that the body can handle almost all of the toxins that it's presented. The problem is it's not as efficient as we'd like it to be when it's bombarded. And so it tends to put most of these toxins away in tissue, saying, look, I can't get to you today, I'm going to get to you tomorrow. But tomorrow you wake up and you're bombarded with new toxins. So little by little by little, every single person is acquiring these toxins, storing them in either bone, brain, fat cells, for the fat-soluble ones, which are around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects the way those tissues respond to medications, to good diet, to all of the things that we want to do to make ourselves healthy. We have this toxic burden that we carry around with us, and everyone has one.
Right.
If you eat organic foods, it's going to be somewhat less.
Right.
If you live outside of the city, then it's going to be somewhat less. But everybody has a toxic burden, and step one of the four steps, and the reason I just went through that, is accepting that fact.
Right, got
it's
it.
A-I-P-E, ape. And
ape.
The A is everyone listening needs to accept the fact that they're burdened by toxins.
Got it.
And that it's interfering with the normal functioning of the body.
It's an obstacle to cure. Okay, that check. We got that one. What is step
That's
number two?
Accepted. Once you've accepted it, step two is that you need to identify those toxins in your life, in your home, particularly in your workspace, but mostly at home. Most of these toxic exposures occur at home. Cleaning solutions, so on and so forth. You need to understand, for example, that your computer has been coated with a flame retardant. That is probably a polybrominated diphenyl ether. And these compounds are still used. And every time you type on your computer, it's on your hands, and you eat a sandwich, and a small amount gets into you. Wash your hands. Simple things, but identify those things in your home, the cleaners, the makeup that you use, take a look at what's contained in them. Dry cleaning. You get dry cleaning. I used to think dry cleaning was a miracle because they cleaned clothes by beating it or something. I don't know. Until I first got older and I realized that that's not what they do. It is trichloroethylene that's used, and a TCE is used to dry clean clothes. When the plastic wrap is on it, you know what? You're storing all that toxin in your closet. Take a plastic wrap off outside the house, and then bring the clothing back into your home. So all of these things need to be identified. And you can identify the things in your house. Change those that you can. Because the name of the game here is, I'm not going to give you a recipe that's going to eliminate all the toxins from your life and from your body, but a small amount means a lot as we get older.
Yeah.
So that's the I. That's step two, identify. Step three is prevention. Understand that most of these toxins, 80% of the toxins that we're exposed to, come through the GI tract. We eat them.
Right.
They're in the air. We breathe some. Respirable particles make up a small amount. And for women, through the skin, and for men that use makeup, it comes through the skin as well. But most of them are eaten. And if we could come up with, and there are on the market, a number of compounds which will bind these toxins in your GI tract, so they'll bind them, you won't absorb them. They'll come out and you'll eliminate them. So that is the prevent. Change your makeup. Even if it's just one thing that you want to try and eliminate, the parabens, and you say, I want paraben-free makeup.
Right.
Well, there you're doing some preventive work.
So that I always send folks to EWG.org. They've got that cosmetic database that is great to understand what
it
you are using.
Wonderful. Yeah. And
great.
The Environmental Working Group is a spectacular organization.
Great.
And if your listeners are not familiar with that, they should be. That should be their dictionary, their Bible, if you will, to go to and get information, because it's really not tainted, and most of it is very scientifically based. And I enjoy that website very much, and I'm thankful for it. The last part, after you've accepted it, you've identified, you've prevented the absorption where you can. The hardest part is eliminate.
Mm-hmm.
You have some toxins that are in your body. They're in your bones. They're in your brain. They're in the tissues. They're in fat cells, a lot in your fat cells. How do we get them out? One of the ways that people have used over the years is intravenous chelation. And that is a method which is used particularly for heavy metals, and it will relieve some of those metals, but it's expensive, and it's a short-term process. I hope your listeners realize what I'm talking about is a detox is a lifelong commitment.
Right.
It is something that you need to do to a small amount every day, every other day.
Right.
But that elimination part, getting stuff out of your body, means you have to put something in your bloodstream that will suck those toxins out of the tissues. There are some chelators, mostly in the zeolite, Z-E-O-L-I-T-E class. And these zeolites, if they're micronized, and they're activated, when you take them by mouth, they actually get into the bloodstream. And there are studies that show that you can take the zeolite product, and then your urine contains an incredible amount of heavy metals. Incredible. You just start peeing out, pardon me, the heavy metals.
All right, Dr. Lunke, I've got like 30 seconds. So this is a product that people can get a hold of, or they can find more on StuartLunke.com?
They can find more on StuartLunke.com. Get a hold of this kind of a product, and I'm hoping that many, many more products like this will be developed over the next few years.
All right, there you have it, folks. Accept, identify, prevent, and eliminate those toxins. We've got www.StuartLunke.com. Thanks for listening, folks. This is Holly Lucille on Radio MD.